Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
All right, ready to roll here on a Saturday morning. Thanks to our friends at Insperity. Visit Insperity.com for powerful HR solutions with exceptional follow-through. A lot to do today, Charlie, with what unfolded last week at the Phoenix Open and with what's going on at the Great Riviera Club.
Unbelievable. Great golf course, all the technology, and one of the best players in the world gets disqualified, a scorecard error. That should not happen.
Jordan Spieth, disqualified for signing the wrong scorecard. He was 3 under and it tied for 20th. NFL teams, they're not keeping track of their own score during the game. You don't see this in any other sport where the athlete's responsible for their score and keeping track of it. Charlie, how do they not have people on staff?
Well, they do. They have guys there. You go to a table, you do the whole thing. You have your caddy. That's one of his responsibilities. Stand behind and check the scorecard. So it's a big staff. And to lose this weekend and this big paycheck that he could. I mean, this is a $2 million mistake. He could have won the tournament. That's $4 million.
Yeah, Spieth said, today I signed for an incorrect scorecard and stepped out of the scoring area after thinking I went through all procedures to make sure it was correct. Rules are rules, and I take full responsibility. And this comes at a time, Charlie, when the Genesis is one of two signature events this year with a cut. 70 players started. Field got cut down to 50. But the whole point of either eliminating cuts or shortening the amount of players that gets cuts is so that, the fans can enjoy the best players in the world.
Oh, sure.
Over the weekend.
Yeah, but it has so much to do with his year-end numbers that you never know what this might cost Jordan. I feel sorry for him. I'm sorry for the fans. Sorry to have it. And do you think Tiger just didn't take his flu shot?
Well, I was watching the end of, not to go back to Spieth, but I was watching the end of Jordan Spieth's round, and I noticed that he didn't shake, Cantlay and Woodland's hand, Cantlay and Homa's hand on the 18th hole. He did the fist pump instead. So I don't know if there's something flying around Riviera. It was kind of a scary situation when Tiger first got pulled off the course. They had a couple ambulances at Riviera, and maybe just in case they had to dodge some traffic, who knows?
Who knows?
But he did look sick. Rob McNarma, the gentleman in command for the Tiger Woods estate or whatever you want to call it, he said, it's just an illness. It's the flu. And
entourage.
His entourage. Yeah, it's amazing the guy, Tiger, he's never won the L.A. Open, never won at Riv. It's always haunted him. This is a tough golf course, Charlie.
Oh, it's a great golf course. It stood the test of time. Mr. Hogan back in the 40s played it after his horrible accident. And since, you look at who's won it, it's a iconic golf course in the West. I think it's marvelous. I think there's a couple hidden drainage pipes that people don't understand. The golf course is set on top of a drain that goes down into the, Santa Monica, and it causes a whole bunch of problems, and our good friend Steve Elkington won his PGA championship there. My good friend Chino Fernandez from Argentina, he finished second to Haley Irwin, I think it was, for the Senior U.S. Open. But so much history, so much history.
Is this the best golf course in the West Coast?
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. There's so many good golf courses that the tour doesn't play. I mean, we saw the, you know, L.A. North, the U.S. Open, and L.A. has got so many good golf courses. And you go up to the, you know, south to Torrey Pines and north up to Pebble Beach. I don't think, you know, it's beautiful and all that. It has a different look, but it's not as good as Pebble Beach.
It's amazing. The
San Francisco Golf Club, nobody's played that sucker, and that's really nice.
But Monterey's
got Carmel
and all be all.
Yeah,
Charlie, Riviera has hosted a lot of great tournaments over the years. You look back at the 2012 NCAA Division I Championship. I was just looking at this leaderboard this morning. Patrick Cantlay, you know, was up on that leaderboard. Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth. And that year, University of Texas won it all. It was Spieth's only year in college, and they won it right there at Riviera. So, Riviera needs to host majors, and so does Olympic. I was up at PGA Frisco earlier this week, and it's amazing they're going to hold a PGA there, you know, on a course that flat, and there's no trees anywhere, and I mean, it looks like Craig Ranch. You know, where they host the Byron Nelson.
The only problem it has is the initials of the golf course is PGA. it's their home,
yeah,
you know, course, and that's one of the deals made that they're going to have the Ryder Cup there. It's trying to create a mecca for golf. The PGA has always done it. They've kind of failed.
Yeah.
You know, they've had two or three places in Florida. PGA National, and they keep going away and trying to get a better deal. Sometimes I just don't understand what the PGA does.
And not to discount it, the property is incredible. I mean, you get 2-3 golf courses. You've got the big 18-hole putting green that's open to the public. You got the Texas Golf Hall of Fame, which you're in. Really incredible what they've done in Frisco. And,
oh, yeah.
And I didn't actually play the course, so a bit of an unfair review there.
Yeah.
But just visually, you know, it's got that Trinity Forest kind of look.
I don't think the weather's as good as where PGA was in West Palm Beach. The weather in North Texas can get kind of raw. Red River's up there. But we'll see how, you know, history will tell us if it was a good move or a bad move.
Yep. Patrick Cantlay holds the lead at Riviera going into the weekend, a 5-shot lead. Charlie, we've seen him in this situation quite a bit. Cantlay on the course has not been the best of closers. Great career so far nonetheless, but really has not made his mark in major championships and some of the elevated events. I guess the question is, going to the weekend, does Cantlay have the chops to hold this lead for 36 more holes, Charlie? I mean, That's what we're wondering here.
If he doesn't hear, like he says, he's playing the home course.
Yeah.
I mean, going to school at UCLA and playing many, many rounds of golf, and he knows it like the back of his hand. Some of the putts that he made yesterday were incredible, and other guys are missing him 3, 4, 5 footers. So I like Patrick Cantlay. I think he's a great – a great striker of the golf ball, whether he has the chutzpah, you will, to win a championship as big as Riviera is, we'll see.
Yeah, 8 career PGA Tour titles for Cantlay, most recently at the 2022 BMW Championship. Great player, very outspoken, not afraid to speak his mind, Charlie, on what he feels about the game, the direction of the PGA Tour. He is on the board, very smart guy by all means, but he's probably been in the headlines for some – he has been in the headlines for some interesting reasons this year. Look back at the Ryder Cup, he was outspoken about the hat. He likes to get involved in other aspects of the game, Charlie.
Yeah, we need characters like that. You know, it draws people to the game, and people like that. I notice Jason Day is right there.
Yes.
Knocking at the door, and you know, I never thought I would say this, but, you know, gambling has a big part in golf today, just like it does in the NFL. I never thought they would play the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. And now, you know, I think the guys, you know, it was a great exhibition. Las Vegas did a wonderful job. But then the thing that really is weighing on me is what happened in Kansas City after a big celebration. We have to have these idiots come out with guns and kill innocent people. I mean, this is 2024, and this is happening how many days? I mean, we've had so many killings like this. When is it going to stop?
Yeah, it's a great question. Charlie, I mean, you know, what happened at Union Station there in Kansas City, obviously horrible. I think one died, nine injured. You know, it's you know, it's a terrible situation. A lot of bad people in the country.
Well, they had 800 policemen there. They had, you know, protection and all that. But I guess you just don't think that idiots are going to bring guns to us to a parade,
yeah,
and to a celebration for a football game.
Yeah, I think it could have been a whole lot worse, Charlie. I mean, not to
there's no doubt about it.
Not to say that there's any difference between, you know, the athletes and the civilians, but I was watching, you know, Patrick Mahomes kind of running around the street away from the group. His wife Brittany Mahomes was kind of running throughout the crowd. It's amazing that nothing happened to, you know, one of the players or a coach. And either way, still a horrible situation. Obviously, we just had the incident at Lakewood Church right here in Houston a week ago there at Joel's place. But anyways, back to some golf. Patrick Cantlay in the lead at 13 under, opened 64-65 at Riviera. Luke List and Jason Day, five shots behind. Luke List won the Sanderson Farms Championship in the fall. Jason Day, got him at 70-1 to start the week. Let's go, Charlie. We'll be right back here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Presented by Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Nice to have you back with us here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, presented by Insperity HR that makes a difference. Visit Insperity.com for powerful HR solutions with exceptional follow-through. Charlie, how about a couple more words from the great people over at Insperity?
Well, February is almost over. 2024 will be gone before we know it. As an older gentleman in this world, the clock keeps ticking quicker.
Come on, Charlie.
I don't know what's happening, but small business owners, they drive our economy. Our economy in the United States is thousands and thousands of small businesses. And if small business to succeed, they need some help. And Insperity is a great company to provide HR expertise, and they have cornered the market in understanding all the government relations and rules and regulations. Excuse me, the word I wanted. But Insperity is a unique company in that it started in 1986 from zero, and now is $7 billion strong. And 7,000 employees that are really unique in sense that the company is all about their employees. They have a way of treating people that is second to none. Their chairman and founder, Paul Sarvadi, knows the importance of people, power people, you know. And so I'm going to encourage everybody that might be listening that has a small business, and whether you have four employees or 100, look into Insperity and see their culture. And their motto, excuse me, is they want business to succeed so communities can prosper. That's what the United States is all about. What do you think, Will?
Listen, I think if if Mr. Sarvati and Mr. Rispi were running the country, we'd be in a whole lot better place.
Amen.
You know, I think that's the way it would be. Great company. You know, you go look at their HQ in Kingwood. I mean, you've never seen anything quite like it. First class property, first class buildings, first class business. Go visit HR. Go visit Insperity.com and hire an HR company that makes a difference. We continue along with the golf, Charlie. Just a quick review of last week. A lot of headlines coming out of the Phoenix Open, so we got to do it. The Canadian Nick Taylor won his fourth PGA Tour title at the WM Phoenix Open in a playoff over Charlie Hoffman. I guess number one, great to see Charlie Hoffman back in the mix, 38 years old. I thought that was an interesting story considering he was not into Riviera. He did not get an invite from Tiger to play in the Genesis Invitational, but finished second last week, which earned him a spot into this week's field.
And the way he closed, what a round of golf he shot, 64 on the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a unique individual. The way he plays golf, he's got a great, you know, resume, and I really was, you know, I was rooting for Nick too. Guy's playing good, and he started the tournament with 60, didn't he? 60.
Yes, he was on 59 watch, first round 60. He's a guy that stands on the first tee, and you just have a lot of confidence.
You know, and he wants to play in the President's Cup,
yeah.
So he's getting more points. But it was a good tournament on the golf course.
Charlie, did it get out of control?
It got completely out of control, and it's kind of really sad. And I've been to that event quite a few times, and to see the people behave the way they behave and too much, you know, alcohol is consumed, and you see people just falling down, laying down on a golf. They've got a Chance Crosby, the chairman of the Thunderbirds, and he's going to attack the situation and come up with some rules and regulations so that this doesn't happen. I mean, you got guys jumping in the lake with no clothes on. I mean, you got everything, and all the wrong things. They were, you know, the Thunderbirds, the people that run that tournament, raised millions of dollars over the years for charity, and it's a great organization. And to have a few idiots make a fool of themselves, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, they have a 200,000 person cap on property at TPC Scottsdale. 500K got on property on Saturday. Obviously, you had some. You know, there's a couple things. You had some bad weather earlier in the week. You know, rained Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. So they didn't have the fan space that they usually do. All these fans had to on Saturday. They had to cram in these kind of concrete areas, and then they stopped checking tickets.
Well, everybody from the East comes this way because it's a big party, and it has that reputation.
It kind of turns into Bethpage in Scottsdale.
That's it. So
or Shinnecock.
I hope they make some good changes.
You know, Zach Johnson, you know, he said that the tournament has crossed the line and it's out of control. He had a pretty heated back and forth with a fan who was making noise in his backswing, and he said, "This tournament has been inappropriate and has crossed the line ever since I've been on tour, and this is my 21st year out here." So he had enough of the chirping. But, Charlie, just a quick question. You know, these guys can handpick their schedule. Why come back if you only have to play 15 events a year?
That's right, but it's giving away a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of those, $4 million tickets for a win. I mean, that sets up your career.
Yeah. So, and you're remembered when you won that tournament.
Yeah.
I think when Brooks Koepka won and Ricky Fowler won, Scheffler, you know, went back-to-back. Scheffler had a great chance last week on the back nine and just started missing a couple 4 or 5 footers, Charlie, again.
And we'll see what he does this weekend. He's there this weekend.
If you had an amateur golfer, you know, a weekend golfer who was kind of going through something like that, you know, you're standing over 3.5 foot putts and, you know, feeling like there's not a chance in the world you're going to make it. How do you get over something like that?
That's very, very, excuse me, good question. And I wish I had the answer. I'd be a billionaire. But you've
never felt like that over the putter.
Oh yes, yeah. I've gone through my yips and my insecurities and the way the body responds mentally, you know, that type of hang up. Yeah, a lot of short putts been missed by millions of golfers, and you just got to handle it. I don't know why it happens. I really don't. Practice helps. Attitude helps. I saw Mr. Cabrera, do some stuff that, and he practiced a lot. So shooting free throws, it's just kind of like Seth Curry, you know, hitting it from, you know, how about that young girl from Iowa?
Kaylin Clark?
Yeah.
Incredible.
What an exhibition that is.
Awesome.
Gee whiz, what an athlete. But to go back to the yips or the short, there's always going to be somebody missing a short putt. You just got it. It's just part of it. Handle it, and you know, have a different little, mental attitude. People will, you know, Jordan goes to the, you know, doesn't look at the ball. He looks at the hole. There's sorts of remedies. You know, you can go to some voodoo in New Orleans and get the treatment
by any means. But yeah, Jordan, he really struggled last year with the putter.
Yeah.
He's come around, and
He still misses an occasional.
Yeah, but I like how he hasn't switched up. You know, he hasn't gone away from cross-handed grip. He still has the same stroke that 21-year-old Jordan does.
Yeah.
I see a lot of these guys switch, Charlie, and it works for the short term. Lucas Glover, Ricky Fowler last year, you know, switched to that long putter, started putting really well. You look at their putting numbers now, and, I mean, you know, they're in the garbage can.
Lucas is? I haven't noticed that.
No, he has not been putting well. But
really,
what do you, yeah, as far as switching, you know, it's just Lucas Glover, lost shots on the greens in two of his last three events. He went 29th at the Century, missed cut at the Sony, and 58th at Pebble Beach. Pure golf swing, but I'm just making a point as far as switching putters.
Well, in 1978, we started the Texas Golf Hall of Fame, up in the Woodlands in Texas National, excuse me. And We inducted Don January, who was a great golfer, North Texas, wonderful guy, and I talked with him before he was inducted into the Hall of Fame, winner of the PGA. I said, Don, what happens when you start putting poorly or you start doing things that you shouldn't be? He says, I teach myself a new way to putt. You know, I never thought I'd see Jack Nicklaus win the Masters with a putter that was probably, it looked like a branding iron, you know, the response putter. But that's a change. I think Arnold Palmer probably had 2,000 putters.
Wow.
He never would blame himself. It's not me, it's the putter. Give me another putter. You know,
golfers, it's never the golfer's fault.
That's it. So there's most of us, I've got my share of putters. Here we go.
We got to go to break. We'll be right back here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps. Here's Will Doctor.
Okay, before we keep rolling on the golf, a break to tell you about my friends over at King Ranch Ag and Turf. Tom and Adam Blumovich are the great people who own 9 Houston locations, and it is the premier dealership for all John Deere equipment in Houston, whether you're a homeowner, rancher, contractor, or institution. The King Ranch Ag and Turf team is there to provide you with the equipment solution and full service support that you deserve. Their partners are Houston Country Club, Whispering Pines Golf Club, which is the number one golf club in Texas, and includes Memorial Park Golf Course, which is home to the PGA Tour's Houston Open, coming up just 2 weeks before the Masters. So as you can see, King Ranch Ag and Turf really partnered with the best courses in town. And no matter your situation, King Ranch Ag and Turf has the deal that you need. Newer pre-owned equipment, parts, service, flexible payment plans, they have it all. Go see them at one of their 9 locations and tell them you heard it right here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Houston, Spring, Jersey Village, League City, Katy, Southwest Houston, Angleton, Hockley, and Conroe. Go see them or visit KingRanchAgandTurf.com to check out any special deals. at King Ranch Ag and Turf. Okay, let's get to a question, Charlie. This is as far as the Waste Management Phoenix Open, so we'll just put a bow on this after this question. This comes from Mick and Katie. Charlie, I don't understand these pro golfers. One minute they want the sport to be as big as NFL, MLB, and NBA, and the next minute they're yelling about birds chirping in their backswing. You can't have it both ways.
That's right. He's right. But, you know, they have the right to complain, and they have the, you know, it's a freedom of speech, I guess you would say. And certain times, you know, people are going to come off the golf course hot, and they're going to have some idiots say something in their backswing or a bird or it's human nature. So it's something we got to accept.
It happens in every sport. As far as athletes complain, you don't see, as far as what we've seen this weekend, you don't see athletes in other sports get disqualified for, you know, not keeping their own score correct, but here we are. It's a gentleman's sport, guy. You know, really, really, the rules still focus in on integrity.
Well, you got to value your image. Yeah. You know, a gentleman like Hogan or a gentleman like Nicklaus, they were very aware of their image, and they knew their image would bring them more money, and they acted like gentlemen. Every now and then, you get somebody act like a idiot, and it costs some money. So,
Before he withdrew, Charlie, Tiger debuted his new clothing line Sunday Red. He has left Nike after 27 years. He will not be using the TW brand Sunday Red. Did you get a look at any of these?
I wasn't impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, they've come out real quick with it. I'm sure they're going to do some tweaking. The logo, I thought he was going to use TW. And now it looks like a tiger.
It looks like the Slazenger logo.
It really looked to me like a comb.
Yeah.
With the teeth, you know.
Yeah, it's a line from TaylorMade, and basically it's a tiger that's made, you know, it's drawn up out of 13 lines representing 13 majors.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it is. Yeah,
I thought he won 15.
Well, no, this tiger I believe is 13 lines, signaling. Let's see here. I'm going to have to double check this. I don't want to speak.
Double check it.
I don't want to speak to.
Speak.
But bottom line is, you know, Charlie, as far as the way Tiger was walking after the first round, I mean, he looked fine. I think, you know, he'll still be able to walk Augusta, Pinehurst.
I thought he looked fine too. But, you know, one thing that's happening here in out at the Woodlands at the beautiful. 15, Carlton Wood.
15 lines.
Thank you very much. 15.
Correct, Charlie.
Is the American Junior Golf Association is in town in Houston, and I'm looking at the lineup, and I mean, there's people, Florida, Pinehurst, Dayton, Ohio, Oklahoma, San Augustine, Florida. I mean, these kids come from far and beyond, all over. But the AJGA is starting its year, and I'm going to go out and watch my grandson play, and what quality of golf they're starting to see. This is really paying off. This is kind of like the breeding ground for the all of the universities.
This is a big time AJGA this week. The Invitational at Carlton Woods. Basically, you know, if you're not in the top 75 in the country, you're not getting invited to this one. Great tournament. Was lucky enough to play it back in 2014. You know, you get the USA ping bag. It's just first class. I mean, I don't always throw out there, hey, I recommend that you go watch a junior golf tournament. But number one, Carlton Woods, great golf course, and there's always great talent at this golf tournament.
The only problem?
Oh, yeah, it's 50 degrees.
48 and going south.
Yeah, this is crazy. I'm going paintballing today, Charlie. Paintballing for a friend's birthday.
Oh,
paintballing.
I thought you were out of high school.
I know. I haven't been paintballing since, like, you know, you do those.
I did that one time.
Yeah, you do those little league, you know, get-togethers when you're playing baseball and you go paintballing. Yeah. It hurts like hell, Charlie.
I know, I mean.
They're little pellets, and, you know, you're going to get all bruised up and things of that nature. So Charlie Wiley's getting geared up for the action at Carlton Woods. Huh?
Yes, sir. Getting cleared up, you know, getting ready for the spring high school golf and onward and upward. He's already signed for a great college. All these kids nowadays, they get nice scholarships to major universities and play college golf. And that college golf has really kind of got its own identity today, and everybody's watching, and it's growing to, you know, so these kids are good, both boys and girls. I mean, the girls are as strong as the boys, so I can't wait to go out and watch this tournament in all these kids from Port St. Lucie, from Fairfax, Virginia, Wellington, Florida.
Is it just today and tomorrow?
No, it's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Ah.
So Nashville, Tennessee. Man, they're from all West Kentucky.
Charlie, we got the the Houston Open right around the corner.
Yes.
I was out at Memorial Park last week. Amazing what a different golf course this is. I mean, I know it's year three or four. Need to double check that. It's been about 3 or 4 years since Tom Doak's redo.
Uh-huh.
And the turf just feels like it's really set. You know, there's no squares out there. And this time of year, I mean, Charlie, the turf is so pure. You got divots flying everywhere, and I'm excited.
Is that because of your friends from turf? Who do you
– King Ranch Ag and Turf?
Yeah.
I guess so. But, hey, listen, I'll be very honest. The last 3 years, they did not do a good job with that turf out there. I don't know if the Ad Tom and Adam Balumovich, Jay Hefner, my good friends over there at King Ranch Ag and Turf, I don't know if they were in charge of the turf for the Houston Open when it was in November the last 3 years. But, well, let's just call it how it is. Most players felt that Memorial Park was the worst golf course on tour.
Yeah, but it's getting, you know, just like when Jim Crane won, bought the –
Yeah,
Astros,
they were the worst
in the league, and now they've won two, World Series, and he's got them, the golf course looking good. Like you say, I haven't seen it in a couple of weeks, but it's going to be a good tournament this year.
Yeah, 2 weeks before Augusta, I think that's it's a prime time to have a tournament. Hopefully Scheffler comes. You got defending champion Tony Finau. He committed. So good things ahead. And really, there's a lot of golf. You know, we've talked about it a couple times. So much golf, so much pro golf in Houston this spring. You know, you've got the Houston Open. You have the Insperity Invitational.
And we have LIV Golf.
Yeah, you have LIV Golf in the summer. We've got a women's major. And really in the state of Texas in general, you know, you look at April 25th through the 28th. They have the Corn Ferry Tour up in Dallas at Texas Rangers Golf Club, which is the Veritex Bank Championship. It really feels like, you know, we have, what, 6 or 7 pro tournaments in Texas.
Well, I am really excited about the LIV tournament coming to Houston. We're going to see live what it's all about. It's being played at the Golf Club of Houston, which used to be the host for the Shell Houston Open. They're preparing it, and to see their players come to town. We're going to see players play that we haven't been able to see in a while. John Rahm.
Yeah. Joaquin Neiman.
Joaquin Neiman.
Big fan of Joaquin. Big fan of John. I like watching DJ. I like Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
But have fun in Houston in June, you know, when it's going to be 112 degrees.
No, it won't.
Well,
come on. Be encouraging.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to walk that course in June.
Oh, it's...
We'll be right back here on the Charlie Epps Golf. They'll get 50,000 views. We'll be right back here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. It's Ryan Sparity, HR that makes a difference.
You're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Powered by Insperity.
With the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps,
Here's Will Doctor.
All right, last segment to go here on ESPN 97.5 Houston. Patrick Cantlay leads the way, Riviere, at 13 under par, shot 6 under yesterday. As far as these chasers are concerned, you've got Luke List and Jason Day in a tie for second. You can get List at plus 800. I'd pass on that. He doesn't have the chops to make a run at Riviere over the weekend. You've got Jason.
You're going to eat your words now. Oh, my God.
Hey. Now, look at that. List, he won Sanderson Farms in the fall, but, I mean, you know, the Sanderson Farms, Charlie, it doesn't even get you into the Masters, you know? How can they have a PGA Tour over on the schedule that doesn't get you to the Masters? But I digress. Jason Day also in a tie for second at eight under. You get him at plus 550 in the books. And then after that, you've got Corey Connors, Will Zalatoris, and Xander Schauffele all in a – well, Connors in solo fifth at 7 under, and you have Will Zalatoris and Xander Schauffele in a tie for six at 6 under par. Charlie, great to see Will Zalatoris back in the mix. A Texas guy, weathered the injury, you know, came out of the season, you know, completely lost his game, back in contention.
Well, back surgery, big time. And he was quite a talent. He had you know, distinguished himself on a PGA Tour and finally won a tournament, and then he had to have back surgery. So my, congratulations, and I hope he wins more. He's a nice young man. But you had mentioned teaching.
Yeah.
And here's what I'm going to encourage all of our golfers. And you know, all of the professional golfers, they get to the golf course an hour early, and sometimes you can't get there. But if you get a chance to get there a little early, here's what I want you to do. I want you to hit four shots with every club in your bag. Start with the wedges. Hit four shots. Go to the next. And get a feel for every club in the bag. And then here's the other thing that I want you to do. The golf course that you're going to play, I want you to take the par threes, find out what distances they are, and then before you go out, practice that distance, and so you start making better scores on par threes. Let's improve that to start with. Better scores on par three. Knowing that Chichi Rodriguez taught me this on the PGA Tour. He said, "Charlie, you know 17 today's going to play 178. I said, "How'd you know that, Chichi?" And he says, "Because I pay attention, Charlie. You got to learn how to do that. Know your par threes and practice that distance on the practice tee." And so we're going to improve the scores on the par threes by knowing the distances. Then as we get into March, I'll tell you a couple other secrets that you've got to do before you go out in the golf course. Or even, you know, you might even make a little map on how you're going to play each hole. And all of a sudden, you're going to be into really scoring. And that's the trick, is play the hole before you play it. And you decide, okay, this is where I'm going to try to hit the ball. This is where I'm going to hit the second shot. And play it smart. Smart golf will lead to better scores.
Do you advise people? I see a lot of people not tee the ball up on par threes, and you know it seems like the only spot on the golf course where you can give yourself a perfect lie. You recommend people to tee it up.
Anytime you can put the ball in your hand and tee it up. You don't have to tee it up high, you know, but you can learn to get it at an altitude, the height where you can spin the ball if you need to spin it, so on and so forth. But I encourage to use a tee.
You know, it's interesting, Charlie. I was with a Korn Ferry Tour player earlier this week named Noah Goodwin. He was, you know, really just an out Texas guy, outstanding junior career. You know, he won back-to-back AJGA Player of the Year honors. Only Tracy Phillips, Brian Harman, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods have done that. Went on to SMU AAC Player of the Year. But I was just picking his mind about practice, Charlie, and he told me he never sits on the range and hits it one target. It's always mixed targets. He's always switching it around so that he never gets comfortable in one shot.
Yep, that's exactly right. And the best target, if the range cart is out there picking up balls, try to hit it on the move.
But maybe not inside 50 yards, right?
Well,
that's
what we
did growing up.
From 150 yards. But no, golf is a target game. You've got to get into your target. And mentally, you've got to visualize your target. You've got to have the distance in mind. And then you can play away from trouble. Your target doesn't necessarily have to, the pin doesn't necessarily have to be your target. Play away, play to the middle part of the green. That's we're going to play smart golf. We're going to get you playing par fours as we go into March. Pick the fat side of the green. Don't go for the pins that are going to cause you problems, or you're going to short side yourself. That's easy for me to say. Short side. You got that?
You got to hit the heart of the greens, Charlie.
Heart of
the greens. Don't look at the pins. I look at the pins. I try to break the pin. And I get in trouble because I short side myself, and then we make double bogeys.
Yeah, I've seen you do that.
You know, I do it way too much, Charlie. Fixed my grip the other day. You got a little bit more forward, a little bit more compression. Great changes there.
Like Claude Harmon said, you had a grip like a ham sandwich.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. It was not good. I was failing to compress the golf ball. It was all in the grip. So thank you to Charlie Epps for fixing me up there. Daily Mail just published a article, Daily Mail, the talking heads from the Daily Mail. They said Tiger Woods would love to retire from golf, but must play on to support his new clothing brand, Sunday Red. I don't think Tiger needs to play.
Tiger's a billionaire. Yeah. He's got his own jet. He's got his own fishing boat or a yacht. He's done. He doesn't have to make any more money.
Yeah. I think most of these Nike clothing deals, like Scottie Scheffler's and Tom Kim's, they're going to come to an end at the end of the year, and I think Tiger will start signing players. I mean, he doesn't need to play. I don't know what this Daily Mail, go kick rocks, But he's going to be when Tiger gets to the Champions Tour in 3 years, Charlie, big deal.
I don't think he'll play.
Really? You don't think he'll get in the cart?
I don't know. It's worrying me. His body is falling apart as we speak, and why? Like we said, he doesn't need any more money. He can be the statesman and represent the game. Maybe we'll make him the commissioner.
What if the Champions Tour maybe set the age to more in the 45 to 47 range?
No, they're not going to change that.
No?
It's 50 is 50.
Mm. I'd love if we found a way to get Zach Johnson there already.
Zach's just got a way.
Zach has 3 years.
He hadn't won anything lately.
Yeah. They would never change that age, to get Tiger there a little quicker.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah. It's a shame, Charlie. We talk about this all the time. It should be Tiger and Phil going head to head, on the Champions Tour for the next 20 years, and that will never happen.
That's for sure. But you never know. The Live PGA Tour, it keeps changing, and like I said from day one, the American League Football League merged with the NFL, and it's an incredible show today, and if these two bodies get together, they mend fences, and they have looks like they're going to be able to compensate the players that didn't go to Live, that stayed with the PGA. They're going to be able to compensate them with some money for their loyalty, and will live happily ever after, and have big time golf.
Yeah, I hope so. Hopefully, all the best players in the world playing together each and every week. That's got to be the goal of all of this. All right, Charlie, final question. Patrick Cantlay, a 5-shot lead heading into the weekend. Luke List, Jason Day, Mackenzie Hughes, Will Zalatoris, Xander Schauffele chasing. Cantlay, does he hold on or do you have someone else to beat him?
Luke List.
Really?
Well, you jinxed him.
Yeah, no, and he, when you look at the top five of this leaderboard.
He's so long, and that golf course benefits, long and straight drivers.
Now, when you look at the top five of this leaderboard, he is the only player up there who has a PGA Tour win this year.
That's it.
So maybe he does have the chops. I've got Jason Day to come from five shots back to win.
Good luck.
Thanks, Charlie. We'll see you next week here on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour. It's my Insperity, Bye. HR that makes a difference.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.